weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
And most of us will be familiar with the series The Apprentice. Two teams are sent out into the wild to do something. Well, 20 managers, senior managers no less, from around the country found themselves on a week-long residential training course. And they've been challenged to an apprentice-style task to set up, run and cook meals for up to 24 guests. They need to publicise it. Lindsay Sills is one of the team members, and she joins me now. Hello, Lindsay.
Good evening, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105. Now, you're not familiar with Cambridge 105, I guess, until this afternoon.
Not at all, no.
And not familiar with Cambridge either.
No.
So how did you get here then?
Well, I'm just from outside York, in Yorkshire, so we've been here for a week. So I came down on Monday to the Cambridgeshire area with 19 other of my colleagues, and we've been here all week, and I was looking to go back this evening.
So what's the course which you're doing the rest of the time?
It's a senior leadership course that we're currently on for a residential for a week. So as part of that course, we've been looking at strategy, management style, and then last night we were set this as part of a business plan kind of planning process and how to run a business, to see how the pitfalls and everything, to see how we would succeed in under pressure.
And there's two teams.
There are, yeah.
But 10 in each, that's how it's been divided up?
Yes.
Okay. And you're in one of the teams. I have to ask, what's the team called?
Oh, we're the red team.
Disappointing.
We haven't got anything more red.
No, if it was The Apprentice, you'd be saying it was called Fortitude or something like
I'm
that.
I'm afraid not.
Or something beginning with V, I don't know. Oh, well, never mind. And your challenge is to set up, run and cook meals for up to 24 guests. So this is like a pop-up restaurant?
Yeah, we're opening a pop-up restaurant at 6 p.m. tonight at the Cambridge Cookery School on Harrison Drive in Cambridge. And we've got the use of their facilities. Their owner, Tina, has been extremely kind.
Yeah, she comes in here from time to time. So
she's been extremely kind in letting us use her facilities. So at 6 o'clock, we're carrying out we're holding an Italian-themed evening, a three-course meal with Prosecco on arrival, including bruschetta for starters, a chicken stuffed with mozzarella in Parma ham for main, and an apricot frangipane tart for dessert.
Disappointed them on here. I'm here till 7. <That's
laughs> And all for £15.
Man, that's pretty good. Have any of you had experience at this before?
No, I think when we asked who had any experience in the catering industry, there was a deathly silence.
Ah, so that makes it all the more interesting, really,
yes.
Doesn't it? There must be a few good cooks amongst you. Presumably you chose Italian for a reason.
Yeah, I think that we were mostly confident in the pasta and kind of side of it, so that's what we've gone for.
Okay, and your rival team, what are they doing?
They're doing a curry kitchen at 8 p.m. tonight, so they've got the same facilities.
And they're also in the cookery school.
So yeah,
well.
They're okay. Also in the cookery school. So they're doing a curry kitchen. Theirs is for £12, a two-course meal for £12. So if anybody is interested, there is two options, an Italian at 6 or a curry kitchen at 8.
That's good. We'll remind people of the address of where to find the cookery school right at the end of all of this. But what sort of things have you had to do along the way? Have you, you told me you were standing on a street corner shouting and hollering, and also obviously gave us a call this afternoon to see if you could come and say what you were doing. But what else have you been doing? What else have your colleagues been doing?
We've had to do everything from planning from the start. So we've tried to get hold of entertainment. We've got a jazz trio coming to provide the entertainment. That's coming from the local sixth form college, so three young performers who want to kind of give their time to the charity as well. So we've been doing that. We've been canvassing at the train station, in local offices. I've been down to Addenbrookes Hospital to get all the information regarding the Addenbrookes Charitable Trust.
Because you're doing this in aid of charity, aren't you? Which
yes,
is the other
are,
thing.
Yeah.
You're resplendent in your presumably newly acquired ACT T-shirt.
Correct, yes.
Here. So which particular section are you doing this for?
We're doing it for the breast cancer care. One of our colleagues within our team is currently got family members who are suffering. So we decided to go with the breast cancer care so that we would be raising money for for something that was close to our team's hearts.
That's a good cause. And the other lot, the Curry?
The Curry guys, they're doing Jimmy's Homeless Charity, which is obviously relevant because we're from a regeneration and house building national company.
Right, that makes sense.
So they've chosen the Homeless Charity, which is also close to the lady, Tina, who runs the Cambridge Cookery School.
Yes, and certainly we did a programme from there on Christmas Day, so we're very, very familiar with all of that. So meanwhile, you've been chatting and the hollering. The other, presumably your team members had to go out and find the jazz trio at short notice as well.
Yeah, we've just been doing it from today.
How did you find them?
Oh, it was just from the college. We decided to look for what sort of courses the college were doing and find a college that did a music course and hoped that we'd get hold of the...
Hit lucky.
..the lecturer that ran the music, which we did. So we've had people all over the place doing us shopping. We've also got... we've had to shop for all the food that
we're cooking. Set a budget
evening
as well, which you have to keep within.
We have to, yeah. £250 we were given at the beginning of the day.
So is Tina judging all of this at the end of the evening? Is that what's happening?
I think she probably is, yeah.
Do you have a Nick and a Margaret to oversee you as well?
We do. They're called Jonathan and Christine.
I like this. Yeah, this is good, some good analogies here. And I'm also told it's your birthday today.
It is, yes.
That's bad timing, isn't it?
It is, especially when it's started raining now and I've been stood on the street trying to canvass people to come.
Can I just say, it doesn't normally rain in Cambridge.
I'm sure it doesn't.
I can produce you stats to show we're the fourth driest city in the country, as opposed to Manchester, of course, which is the other way around.
True.
So I better let you have a song. It's your birthday. What do you like?
we'll see if
we've got it.
I don't know. We'll go something like by ABBA or something.
Something by ABBA. Okay, well, that's sort of a dangerous, dangerous one here. We have a breakfast presenter who has a ban on Thank You for the Music, so I probably better not play. I'm trying to think if there's something appropriate. I don't think they didn't really do food songs, did they? The closest we can get to it is Honey, 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 which is probably not. Shall we go for Super Trooper?
Sounds good to me.
That allegedly has a line about Tesco's at the beginning as well. So, and you're raising money, and it starts. You're sitting at 6 o'clock. If somebody wants to dash down to the Cambridge Cookery School, Homerton Business Centre, Harrison Drive. I'm sure you could easily find them. They're quite easily found. Cambridge Cookery School, and there's another sitting at 8.
At 8,
If you fancy curry. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in, Lindsay, and happy birthday as well.
Thank you. Can I just say thank you to Tesco and to Limoncello in Cambridge itself for donating some of the food for us for the evening. So thank you ever so much for that as well.
Consider it done. Help towards the budget as well.